हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे First of all, I pay my innumerable prostrated humble obeisances to the lotus feet of my most revered Gurudeva Nityalila Pravishto Vishnupad Ashtattar Shatasi Siva Bhakti Daita Madhava Goswami Maharaj. The absolute counterpart of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and His grace incarnate. I pray for His causeless mercy to bestow me strength to sing the glories of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and His personal associates, to purify my mind and to get one-pointed exclusive devotion to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. I pay my innumerable prostrated humble obeisances the lotus feet of my most revered Shiksha Gurus and pray for their causeless mercy to give me capability to sing the glories of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and His entourage, to purify my mind and to get exclusive devotion to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. I pay my due respects to all the devotees here. The desire of the devotees here and other places of the world that I should speak something on the queries of devotees. My humble submission to you all, I am to remember this always. Any moment you may lose this precious human birth, and again we can get human birth, there is no guarantee. Jang jang bhavish maran bhavam tadattanta kalevaram tam tam vedakuntya sadatat bhavuhadi. Krishna has said in the Gita, whatever you think at the time of death, you will get your birth accordingly. For that, all preparation should be done so that by remembering Krishna we leave this body. If that is not done, then there is no guarantee that I can get birth in a human body. No guarantee. By thinking a dog you may die. As King Bharat, in his young age, renounced family, wife, children, etc., and went to the forest to engage himself fully for the service of Supreme Lord, for the worship of Supreme Lord. But he had attachment to a young man of a dear, you know. And at the time of death, we will look after this young man of a dear. Thinking, he died, and next birth he got dear birth. Such a person, so much penance and renunciation. He had such consequence. So there is no guarantee that we shall get again human birth. No guarantee. Nobody can give guarantee. Why you should lose this? Our Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said in his hymn, who will speak Harikatha? Siddha Deodhya Vrindavana Maje Sevamrita Karadan Piyaya Prem Matta Guri Mure Suno Nijo Guna Gaan. Very carefully, we shall have to think about this. Very carefully. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has prayed, O Lord Radha Krishna, give me realized form, transcendental realized form. In the transcendental realm, Vrindavan, you are transcendental, but the word transcendental, I have explained it. As per English dictionary, there is some difficulty. Material language is very difficult to express the ancient Indian spiritual thoughts. I have to explain that transcendental word. Beyond the comprehension of human beings, mind, intellect, etc., sense organs, beyond. It will descend to a completely surrendered soul. So he is praying to Supreme Lord Krishna or Radha Krishna. Please give me realized form. Siddha Deha. You are in transcendental realm, Nirgun. I am in this mundane world with this material body. How can I come in contact with you and speak about you? Please bestow me realize transcendental spiritual form. And also bestow the ambrosia, actual ambrosia is the service of Krishna. Not the nectar which you get emerging from the milk ocean. That is worldly nectar. Transcendental nectar, ambrosia, is the service of Krishna. Krishna himself can give this. Please give me that service. And drink me, make me drink prem. Without prem, you cannot have any realization of Supreme Lord with all existence, all knowledge, all bliss, who is transcendental, that is aprakritam. Beyond this mundane sphere, completely. By your own capability you cannot go. Endeavor, whatever you do, everything will be failure. For that reason, Shebamrita Karadhan, Yaya Prem Matta Guri Mare, Shunani Yagunada. You make me drink Prem, and you speak through my mouth your glories, and you hear. That is called Harikatha. How can I speak? I have got misconception of self. I am this material body. And material desires, where there is material desires and material body, the material vanity will be there. So with this material ego, you cannot have any kind of entrance into that transcendental spiritual realm. That is the difficulty. Why we spend so much time for praying the grace of Guru Gauranga and for uttering hymns? Why? There is some necessity for it, but that is. If I have got this verity, I can speak, then that is delivering speech. That will have no contact with Supreme Lord. Here, one question from London, Maheshwar Das. In verse 6 of Upadeshamrita, Rupa Goswami is writing Upadeshamrita. Sri Rupa Goswami Pad explains that we should not see the pure Vaishnava with our material vision. This I can understand to a certain extent. But going through verse 9:30, 9th chapter, 30th verse of Gita, of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, has led to some confusion on this verse. My question is, at what level of sadhana does the verse 6 of Upanishad Upadeshamrita become relevant? This is the first paragraph. Here, Rupa Goswami's first slok, you know, that is written, Dishtvai Savajanati Bhagudashtra Dhoshai Naprakita Bhakti Dharasa Pashet Gangam Varnakul Budbuddha Pena Pankar Bhumudha Vajin Nadira Dharmvai. The sixth verse of Upadeshamrita. Here Rupa Goswami who is original guru of our perceptual journey. Our Guru Varga are under him directly. He has written Upadeshamrita, grace incarnate form of Krishna. He has given a warning by seeing, observing some defects in the nature or habit of devotee, or some defects in the body due to disease, etc. You should not think them to be at par with the worldly people. Worldly people, they have got material bodies and material egos, and they are devoting their whole energy for material benefits. Now, Bhakti Bhakti Janasapa said, Bhakta, Bhakti and Bhagavan. Three are eternal. All the Vaishnava acharyas, they have substantiated. If it is not eternal, then it is not Shuddha Bhakti. The lotus feet of Supreme Lord is eternal. The devotee who is serving the lotus feet also eternal. Then devotion can be eternal. By the grace of Supreme Lord, he can go in. You are daily meditating that verse from Rig Veda in your sandha, in your puja, in the morning and in the evening. Tad Vishna Paramam Padam Sada Prasanti Suraya Diviva Chakshuratam Rig Veda. The lotus feet of Supreme Lord is transcendental. Tat Hari Om Tat Sat. Hari is transcendental, his lotus feet is also transcendental. Beyond comprehension of human material sense organs, mind and intellect. That is called thought. This body is not eternal. You know it. And body is not eternal, sense organs are also not eternal. When body will perish, sense organs will also perish. Even during the lifetime we lose sense organs. So, by this non-eternal body and non-eternal sense organs, how we can have contact with the eternal entity? Irrational. Never. Diviva chakshuratatam. It is self-effulgent. We should remember the translation of a verse of the Gita by our most revered Shiksha Guru, Param Puja Swami Maharaj. Always we have to remember. We are not to think that becomes stale. No. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard from Gadadhar Pandit Goswami 100 times the whole biographies of Dhruva and Prahlad. After that he said, I want to hear again. Again and again. When Supreme Lord is transcendental, his personal associates are transcendental. His glories are also transcendental, infinite. I have already heard to speak to me some new thing. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to hear Sahadeva Pandit Goswami to teach the votaries, those who want, novice votaries, to get spiritual realization. You should go through the biographies of Shuddha Bhakta repeatedly. And our Saraswati Goswami Thakur wrote one hymn in Bengali. They are also always they are hearing, but he mentioned that. Prabhu Sanatane Parama Jatane Sikkha Dila Jachinta Saisa Sambandha Gyan. He did not give reference to any other from any other scripture from Chaitanya Charitam Sanatana Goswami. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught Sanatana Goswami, you remember this is the basis. Already you have heard, but you have not heard because you are not well established in it. You hear, you do something just the opposite. It is not actual hearing. The basis should be strong. Otherwise, if you construct a building, it will fall down. But that isn't. You are preaching in different places, I know. And you have heard this, I know. And you are speaking of this, I know. Yet I say, you are not well established in this knowledge. By your behavior, so you should go through this. Prabhu Sanatane Parama Jatane Sikkha Dila Chinta Saisa. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught to Sanatana Goswami about the Sambandha Gyan, relation, Supreme Lord, and who am I in this relation to Supreme Lord. We every time forget. But that isn't. Supreme Lord is infinite. Words expressing Him is also infinite. Cannot be stained. Can never be stained. If you hear infinite times, you will hear the same. You will want to hear the same. But if you say, I have already heard, I have got no necessity to hear, then you have not heard it, nothing. When actual hearing will be there, there will be desire to see, hear that again and again, again and again. Harinam Mahamantra is one. And at every step, you may have the taste of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Radha Krishna, at every step, afresh. It will never become stale. But that is. Here, Rupa Goswami has given a warning by seeing outside behavior and habits of some Vaishnava. Don't speak anything so that you may commit offense to them. It will be a bar of obstacle for your spiritual realization. There may be some defect. Yes. What sort of defect? Distress, how much is it? In the nature,
peevishness. Peevishness is irritative nature. Some devotees have got irritative nature. Like that. By seeing that, we should not behave wrathfully with them. Lethargy, there may be lethargy. But who has dedicated himself fully for the service of Krishna and is serving him, there may be some sort of bodily constitutional defects due to disease, etc. His complexion may not be good, may not be so beautiful. You should not see this. If you see this and behave with them roughly, then God will be dissatisfied. Although they have got this sort of irritative nature, you are seeing irritative nature, but they have accepted the Sadguru and they are performing bhajan. That you have to see. They are inside, they are simple hearted. You should very carefully think. Outside we may be very polite. We may behave very nicely. And we may use very sweet words. Inside, if there is hypocrisy, which you are finding in the whole world now, so such persons will make dangerous, they are dangerous, and they may harm. And I heard many instances in India. Deceived others by showing this sort of behavior, courtesy, etc. Their motive is right. But the sadhu's motive is inside simple heartedness. Outside he may use some words, harsh words, or irritation out of irritation. That is not so much dreadful to you. He will not make any harm to anybody because he is simple-hearted, plain-hearted. That is actual necessity of a sadhu. If that is absent, and outside polite behavior is there with some evil motive, according to purpose, by seeing that he is a sadhu, he is a non-sadhu, is extreme. And I heard such cases came to me, and I told him, you should not do this. But you know, he is very good, very good, very good. Ultimately, he was totally deceived. These are dangerous persons. So, God is residing in the heart of everybody. Devotee is hurt by outward some defects. You should not take decision and make some sort of words committing offense at the lotus feet, disregarding them, ignoring them. Then you will be loser. They will not be loser. So this warning has been given by Rupa Goswami for that. Without simple-heartedness, no devotee can perform bhajan. When simple-heartedness is absent, bhajan is absent. That is essential. It must be there. We should not see the pure Vaishnava with our material vision. He is writing, This I can understand to a certain extent. This, yes, outside behavior, outside figure, his physical body is something black, or even there was one Muni, Ashtavakra Muni. Muni, great powerful Muni, sadhu. But eight sides there bending in this body, and other outside people used to laugh by seeing he was moving like this. But he was a great saint. And somebody has said, a great saint has come to you and you are laughing by seeing his body. You are committing a great offense. You will be loser. You will not be loser. You will be deprived of getting his body. Like this. Here, this I can understand to a certain extent. But again, there is another verse in Gita. How to reconcile this with that Gita? Krishna also has warned us. Krishna also has warned us. Opi chet sudracharam. Bhajate mam ananda bhag. Sadhurga samantabhva sambhag vyabhashiti. Khipram bhavati dharmatma sasrat chanti ligatya. Pohuntya pratijanihi name bhakta prahasya. Opi chet sudracharam. Opi chet bhajate mam ananda bhag. He was worshipping me, now he has given up. No. He is still worshipping me. He is worshipping me with sincerity. But due to his previous births, after 80 lakhs of births, we have got his human birth. And a human birth, we did so many bad deeds. Those impressions were there. Due to that impression, he might have done one wrong thing, very wrong thing. Illicit connection with women, may say. That is not possible for a sadhu. But don't disregard him, because he will have repentance to the extreme. I did a great wrong. And he will cry. He will pray for the grace of Guru Vaishnava to wait for some time. He will become sadhu. He will get absolute bliss and transcendental realm. There it is. You should not behave with him harshly. Then I shall be displeased. He is trying his best. But there are waves of bad thoughts and good thoughts. Sometimes bad thoughts also come. And by bad thoughts, he might have done some wrong because of the influence of that. Don't take decision and ignore him, then you will be loser. I shall be displeased. If God will be displeased, then you will not get the actual benefit. God is seeing, that person is trying. But for due to previous bad impression, he might have done. Which is Sudracharo, Bhajate Mahamandala. But he did not give up his bhajan. He is doing bhajan, worshipping. Bhajate Mahamandala with one-pointed devotion. one-pointed devotion. Now this god, another demigods, and another way of worship, Yogapanta, Karmapanta, Gyanapanta. No, he is not doing that. With devotion, with Shuddha Bhakti, he is trying to please. But yet, there may be some mishap. Don't disrespect him. If you disrespect him, do anything, something against him, then you want to please me. Your object is to please me. I shall be displeased. This is one warning. And he ordered Arjuna, go to the Kurmis, to the Gyanis, to the Yogis, to the worshippers and other demigods, and declare, taking oath, that my Krishna's devotee will not be ruined, will never be ruined. Declare it everywhere. Opiche Sudracha Bhajate Mahamaranda Bhakshadrava Samantha. Because he is the life of Shuddha Bhakta is one-pointed devotion to Shuddha. That he is sticking to it and trying to do. So the life is there. He has not given up. Those who are deceitful, they do all these criminal works and they have got no repentance. But they are deceitful, hypocrites. They will go to hell. But there may be some devotee is very sincere, but unable to check themselves sometimes, it may be. Don't speak ill of them. Then I shall be dissatisfied. Opicheshwar bhajate maam ananya bhag sadhruva samam sambhav vyavishita. He is in the right path. He is the part of my potency. And he has accepted that and he is with that relation, he is trying to serve me. He has not given up. Opiche sundarajra bhajate maam ananya bhag sadhruva samantabhya sambhav vyavishita. Kipram bhavati dharmatma satsang tantri gatsi. Kunti vrti jani nama bhakta prasya. We speak, we taking oath, that my devotee never will be ruined. Nobody can do anything. So much affection he has got for the devotees. Those who try, sincerely try. What is the, now, here it is, how I can reconcile this? There you see, you are not to disregard any sadhu who has got bodily defects, who has got in nature defects. And here, when he has done a criminal offense and very bad offense, but he should be adored. When he is worshipping me, Opiches Sudraja Bhajate Maam Ananya Bhag, this shows his weakness to the devotees who are trying to worship him. It is a kind of encouragement to us. If we want to worship, sometimes other evil thoughts come and we have become disappointed by us, we cannot do God, we cannot worship rightly. But Krishna has given this assurance, if you are sincere, you will rescue me. I am at your back. You do not give up. Steadfastness to me. That is it. To some confusion on this verse, my question is, at the level of sadhana, does the verse of Sri Upanishad-Rishabhamrita become relevant? You see, at the level of sadhana, how you can understand? It is very difficult. Because we have got this material ego. Sadhana bhakti, for that reason, it has been given, arrangement has been given, our Gurudev, Guru Bhargava, they have asked us to worship deities. You have got no saranagati. Actually speak of saranagati, but no saranagati. Without saranagati, there cannot be any devotion. So you should worship deity. You should engage yourself in the service of Guru. To give your sense organs of this self for the service of Guru, and ultimately yourself completely. It ends with saranagati with Guru. And also ends in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's worship, saranagati in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, saranagati in Radha Krishna. Then, after that you can perform bhakti. Before that you cannot perform bhakti. That saranagati is not so easy, because we have got these mundane relations in the house, and mundane ego, mundane bodily desires are also there, and our relations are there, we have to give our energy for them. So we have got connection. It is difficult for us to think that we are of Krishna. But if we perform deity worship and uttering the mantra, a pure devotee, a very pure, Shuddha Bhakta, when gives something to Supreme Lord, there is no requirement of ritualistic performance. God will take direct. But generally we do not belong to that group. So we have to take the help of mantra. For that we have to take initiation. After taking initiation, if you uttering the mantra, you offer those things to Supreme Lord, to Guru, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha Krishna, then although I have got no such pure devotion, but by uttering that mantra I have got through perceptual channel from Supreme Lord, it is coming. So Supreme Lord, when you utter that mantra and offer, then there is possibility of his acceptance. To give importance to the perceptual channel. And I have seen it. I have seen it himself. I saw it during Brajamandal Parikrama, during the time of Guru Maharaj when he was living. At that time, we used to circumambulate Brajamandal on foot, and we were staying in the forest. Now we had been to Nanda Ghat, very secluded place. Under the camps we used to stay. And one person was bitten by a dog, and all advised him to go to Mathura to take injection. Otherwise it is dangerous. And two persons have been engaged to take him to Mathura. And they are very, very disheartened. If we go from here, then there will be break our circumambulation of Brajamandal. Break. It may require 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, There could nobody can say how many days. They heard from somebody that Shruti Maharaj, godbrother, elder godbrother of our Guru Maharaj, was there. He has the knowledge of removing the poison of a dog by mantra. Then all came to him. I was also there and requested him, if you can do this, then they are not to go from here. They will have the opportunity to circumambulate the whole. Otherwise they will be disappointed. And he said, no. When I was in household, I used to do this by another guru. Their preceptive channel is different. Now you are worshipping Krishna. Why you want to learn this? Why you want to engage me in this? No, I should not do this. But they are pressing. When you know, you use it for our benefit. Under pressure, then he said, all right, bring this earthen pot, etc., and some log, etc., as per his direction they brought. And after bringing that, that person was asked to sit over the log, a timber, what that, and he stood up, and he also bring sand from the Jamuna River and other things, and he used to utter mantra and was moving, and that man also was moving like this. No machine was there, but moving. We were astonished to see this. What is this? No, there is no machine, nothing. How it is moving? That person is moving. About 1 hour or more than that, he did it and said, all poison has been removed. Okay, take it. They are all glad and they surrounded Shruti Maharaj. Please teach us. So, no. By teaching, you will not get it. You have to accept that preceptual channel. You have to go there and worship and take mantra from them. That person realized and his previous realized. For that reason, this is effective. By getting from me, you will not get it. You have to perform penance. Why you should do this? For these mundane benefits, worship Krishna. You have got this perceptual channel. You will get the ultimate goal, everything. You should not spoil your time for this thing. Like this. My question is that at level of sadhana, does the verse sadhana at what level of sadhana? Sadhana bhakti, when they are doing sadhana bhakti, at that time they are to start from Bodhisambhrita. Sikhashtrak. Bodhisambhrita will help us to understand Sikhamrita. Sikhamrita is written by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhat Begum, Manasa Krodha Begum, Jiva Begum, Udara Upastha Begum, Metan Begum, Vishayata Dhira, Sarvam Vibhang Prajivang Sarishita. First started from this. You have to control your tongue. You should not speak anything. It is prohibited against Vishnu Vaishnava. Bacha Begum or anybody, you should not behave like that. You have to control your mind and you should have no other desire. If there is desire, there is obstacle, then you will be furious or krodh will come. All these things first basis is there in the first verse. Then gradually it will go upwards. It will take time. We have to have patience. And we have to go through this. We generally go through the Upadeshamrita and Sikhashtag in Vrajavandala Parikrama. In relation to this verse also, the condition shown, offensive thoughts will manifest due to anartha within our minds. By thinking these bad thoughts, is this still to be considered Vaishnavaparad? Because for a novice, neophyte, this first stage, in the first stage, is a kind of fight. You have to struggle with the evil thoughts. When evil thoughts will come, you have to suppress it. Krishna has advised it in the Gita. When Arjuna said to Krishna, Chanchalangi mana Krishna pramati balahadviram, tasyam nigramanye vairupasudhishkara. It's very difficult to control the mind. It's so restless, more restless than wind here. Then what Krishna has said, asamsayam mahavaya mana durnigram chalam, abhashana kaunte vairagyam. I agree to you. It's very difficult. But you are Mahabaho. Every living being, if he is sincere, Supreme Lord will come at his back. He will give power. His guest into that power will come. Impossible can be possible. He is equal to all. Those who surrenders to him, he also comes to help them. And his case in form he will send. There is no fear about this. But you should be sincere. But at the time of when you are, when the evil thoughts come, you will try to serve, suppress it. But again you may do some wrong things. But when it will come again, it will be with less momentum. Because you try to suppress it, momentum will be less. And gradually it will be removed. And when good thoughts will come, you have to encourage. At that time you should worship as much as you can. Now we have got the mentality of renunciation and performing bhajan. You do it, because you will not remain for some time. For all time. Again, evil thoughts will come. But if you do it, then evil thoughts come, they envelop you. Then at that time, you will not be able to do bhajan like previous times. But it will, when that force will come again, force of desire to serve will come again, with double force it will come. In this way, ultimately, evil thoughts will be suppressed and good thoughts will prevail. In this way, gradually it will be done. Another question is there. In the devotional and other Vedic scriptures, we sometimes find statements that seem very fundamentalist and hard. For instance, in Hari Bhakti Vilas, it is mentioned the people who have not taken Diksha will be born as animals in their next life. How are we supposed to interpret these kind of statements? I myself cannot take it literally.
there are many other faiths in which God is worshipped. And even people who do not follow any particular religious tradition can be very pious also. Yes. Here I search about the verse and I got it here in Hari Bhakti Vilas, chapter 2, 6th verse. A dikshitasya vamaru kritam sarvam nirathakam posu janim avapnati dikha virahito janaha. And Sanatana Goswami, our guru, original guru, you may say, he wrote commentary on this Hari Bhakti Vilas, partially written by this Gopal Bhatta Goswami. But explanation has been given by Sanatana Goswami. This is a reference from Vishnu Jamal, Vishnu Jamal scripture. Whatever karma is done by any person without initiation, without taking initiation, is all karma's actions will become futile. Any person without initiation will be born as a beast. Poshu means beast, with fur, with hairs and tail. But there are various meanings. It is very difficult for the Westerners to understand Sanskrit. Even it is very difficult for us also nowadays, because Poshu has got various meanings. But we think Poshu means only animal, a beast with fur, hairs and tail. Then Devajani, demigods. Demigods are worshipped here. Or it is called a fool. Fool means F-O-O-L, fool, idiot. Or as a spirit, ghost, all these things. Poshu has got so many meanings. Our Sanatana Goswami, he has not written any expression of this. He has written, but this verse he has not written. So, he has not spoken anything against it also. Here, you have to understand, if you do not, if you give something to Supreme Lord by your material ego, there is no guarantee that Supreme Lord will accept. Without devotion, he will not accept anything. How we can worship Supreme Lord? So you have to take mantra through bona fide preceptual channel. Now we have got one instance about Vrajamandala Parikrama. Also, our Param Pujibad Saraswati Goswami Maharaj had to surrender to that school of thought, and he got that power. But that is material, mundane benefit. For Krishna Bhakti, there is also a preceptual channel. You have to take mantra of the bona fide preceptual channel. And that preceptual channel, by uttering that mantra, after taking mantra, you have to memorize that and you have to learn how to worship deities from a experienced person, devotee, and after that
you worship, you give it by uttering that mantra. So there is possibility of gurus taking the offerings, Mahaprabhus taking the offerings, Radha Krishna taking the offerings, because of the precept material, it will go to Krishna, to Brahma, from Guru, you will find Madhyacharya and also Vedavyas, Narada Goswami, Brahma and Supreme Lord. So, the power is there and Supreme Lord can take, there is possibility. By that, your energy will go towards Krishna. By mantra, if you do it. So, you see, Shuddha Bhakta did not want to go to get the position of a demigod. Even they did not want to be the creator of the Brahmanda. You will find Mitrasu, when Supreme Lord appeared and told him, whatever you want, I shall give you. Do you want the property of Dhruva to become king? No. Do you want to be Brahma, the proprietor of the 14 worlds? No. Do you want to be master of the world? No. Netherworld? No. What do you want? Do you want yogic realizations? Yogic, 18 kinds of realization I can give? No. Do you want emancipation? No. I do not want anything except your service. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written in his hymn, Kiradan Maho Jatatva Das, Bohimbu Brahma Jamya Nahi Yas. I do not want what species you will give. You may give me the species of insect. Let me be born as insect. But he should be within the surroundings of a devotee, of the devotee. My prayer is, I should be born within the surroundings, association of the devotee. That is my prayer. But as my karma, whatever you want whatever desire you have got to make me born to any species, I am ready. Even I do not want Brahma, to become Brahma, to get the highest position. No. Because at that time, his whole energy will be spent for administration of the 14 Brahmas. I want to engage myself fully for the service of him. I do not want it. Let me make my, get my birth as insect, but within this association of the sadhu. Why we should be partnered by hearing this Pashu? Pashu has got different meanings, not only animal. But if you want to go out, become an Indra or demigod, you want, that is also, that will be also finished. Shuddha Bhakta does not want this, any status in this mandate world. It is non-eternal. You see, here it is written. In the devotional and other Vedic scriptures, this is devotional scripture, not Vedic scripture. Vishnu Jamal, we sometimes find statements that seem very fundamentalist. But I have become fundamentalist. I do not know the meaning of the Pashu. There are so many meanings. I think the meaning of the Pashu means anything. Then I become fundamentalist. This should not be. You have to go through this in the dictionary, through dictionary. So many meanings are there. And heard. For instance, in Hari Bhakti Vilas, it is mentioned that people who have not taken diksha will be born as animals. That as animals, or as demigods, as spirits, as ghosts, as a stupid person, like this. There's so many meaning. How are we supposed to interpret these kind of statements? I myself cannot take it literally. Literally, there is some meaning in it, because our Western devotees do not know all the meanings. There are many various meanings of one word. There are many other faiths in which God is worshipped. Yes, God is equal to all. For that reason, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has ordered his own personal associates to preach his teaching throughout the world. It should be confined in India, because I have come to give that prem, most valuable prem. After a long time, in one day of Brahma, and that should be distributed to all. So you should go, whether they accept or not, you should preach that there is no other way excepting Harinam. There is no other way, and love for Krishna. But this should be informed. So they went to different places. Previously nobody went. And now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as per direction, they went to all the places of the countries in this world, and was spread about. Those who have fortune, they have accepted this teaching.